Happy Thursday, everyone. Decently nice day out tonight. It's going to be a little crappy this evening. With some sleet, cold temps. But don't you worry. Somebody's going to heat us up for us. He's probably heated up himself right now because his son Trevor has committed to the University of Nebraska at Kearney. So congratulations to the father, Brian Munson, on that big announcement, buddy. Congratulations, pal. How are you?
I'm good, man. Yeah, that was pretty big. He wanted to get that one out of the way. There was kind of a cool story, right? Emporia State tried to come in a little bit, and they wanted to hear about the offer because they were interested, and they said, wow, that's a big offer. And he kind of walked away, and he said, you know what? He said, I was close for weeks, and when I heard that kind of validation about that, I knew how long they had offered me to go and how much they were offering. He said it was time. So he committed before the bowl game. Of course, they trounced Winona State in the bowl game. Mm-hmm. And my son's still alive in the playoffs down here in Texas as well. And we're heading back up to Nebraska second or third week in January for his official visit, man. So we're pretty pumped that he's following in dad's quote unquote footsteps, man. He's way more talented and athletic than dad ever was.
You say alive? He's barely alive. Somebody tried to rip his head off in one of these playoff games. I see. They tried to crouch him.
I tell you what, that play looked way more innocent from behind in the stands, and I saw the picture. I was like, I don't even know what's going on. I mean, I saw a Lego guy do that with his head one time, but I've never seen a human being other than Eric Crouch, you know, have something like that happen to him and have his neck wrenched so badly. But nothing was called. Trevor was peeling back to block a guy as Jackson Smith and Jigba was going in for a touchdown. And that kid just grabbed it and wrenched it, man. It was a pretty dirty night altogether, I would say.
Now, who are they playing there?
They were playing Prosper. So Prosper, okay. The interesting thing about Prosper was that Prosper had lost in the regular season to Allen, who we beat in the second round of the playoffs. And we were drawing Prosper in the fourth round.
Okay. So that was number 16, just buzzed by. If you haven't had a chance to see it, go to at Rivals Brian and check that out. It's a Crouch-esque picture. Like it's
nuts.
16 is nowhere near the play.
I don't know how much
16 is not going to influence anything in this play, but he's got your son's head spun around almost in the wrong direction. So yeah, that's one of those that
he's part owl, part Lego guy, part Eric Crouch at that point.
Well, Munt's good for the kid and good for you guys. Happy for your family. I know that's you guys put some work in this offseason to get him to a bunch of camps, get his name out there, and it all paid off. And he will be a Loper out in K-Town. So look out, K-Town. You got a Munson coming back into town.
Well, better not say that too loud. The PD makes me looking for me.
Having the outstanding warrants, you got a chance to get those back on move-in
parking
day.
Parking tickets warrants. Yeah, they're still... I don't think we're past the statute of limitations on those yet.
Well, Munts, we're back at it in the grind, though. It is still recruiting season. The early signing period is next Wednesday. Nebraska mm-hmm. coach is still on the road. Atea Mayuga, and I forgot the last mm-hmm. part of the hyphen last name. What do you know about this gentleman? Because some know and some don't. So it's kind of interesting to see what everybody's thoughts are on this young man that's committed to Nebraska to play linebacker.
Yeah, you know, well, this is a guy that, as somebody said, you know, it was probably the most, the best summary I'd read about the guy. You know, this is a guy that went to junior college at, I think it was 5'10", 5'11", 180 pounds and playing safety and grew, you know, 2-3 inches based on how much guys kind of exaggerate or whatever. But legitimately, you know, a 215, 220 pound guy and really kept his quicks. Fun guy to watch on film. In fact, I was kind of refreshing my memory before I talked to you, you know, to get a good look. And he's got some bad intentions every time he meets the ball carrier. He's fun to watch, whether he's, which I like too. This is the part here that I think has been missing from Nebraska's arsenal. He does an A-gap blitz about as good as anybody I've ever seen do it. That was fun to watch. He's nice off the edge. He does do some great things when he runs the hillside. He's coming off the edge and he's chasing things down from the backside. I really like that too. He's got a motor. He's intense. And I think that athleticism is something that's missing from the inside linebackers group. And obviously Nebraska knew that too. So they're doing a great job of stepping up and trying to upgrade the athleticism at that position when Atea Mayuga is able to sign next week. he will be able to enroll at Nebraska in January. He'll be a 3-for-2 guy once he gets there. So nice little pickup for Nebraska. He's really way down on the Rivals rankings, and I think a lot of people picked on that. He got a nice sizable bump. He went up to a 4-star recruit, I think, earlier today. I think not a lot of people are going to look at that offer list and kind of go, wow, Nebraska beat out some guys for this guy. I think it's a little underwhelming, the offer list, but you put the film on, he's going to flash on every single play. So I think Coach Root knew when he found him that was his guy. And I think it's a great pickup for Nebraska. I think he's going to be able to bring something to the table that isn't there currently right now.
Yeah, and if I look at this, right, Betts is in the class for receiver where Nebraska needs some help. William Nixon is in. But then you get into, you could potentially get this Missouri commit who's decommitted from Missouri, Javian Hester.
Yeah.
You've got Marcus Fleming, who's fast, yep, like 10-3-8 fast.
Yep.
Omar Manning, the JUCO kid. Can Nebraska land one of these three, two of these three, none of these three? Where does Nebraska sit with these guys?
I'm going to say two of those three. And, in fact, Nebraska still has another official visitor that's there in Lincoln right now, another wide receiver by the name of Alante Brown that came out of a prep school in Chicago.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and say out of those guys, though, I really feel the best about Marcus Fleming. I've had a future cast in for Marcus Fleming basically since he decommitted following his official visit to Nebraska. And I know that some other, like Rob Cassidy from Rivals.com, is following suit now. All the guys on Husker Online are on board basically with Fleming going to jump into the class very soon. And to your point, the very, very quick kid, sub 10-4. He's a little bit longer than I think what a lot of people might expect with that speed, 5'11"-ish, but still south of 170 pounds. Great speed, though. Obviously, something that I think you see every single time you start talking about recruits, especially skill position guys in Scott Frost's class, guys that can really come in there and do things that are special athletically, and you try to find different ways to kind of get them involved. And I think Fleming's that kind of guy. But the other player I would sit here and tell you I felt pretty good about right now would be Omar Manning. I know he just picked up an A&M offer. I think Nebraska has done a good job kind of explaining to him, though, still, that how things kind of sit for him, how the table is set, if he was to come to Nebraska, how he kind of fits into the equation. Nobody looks like him. Nobody plays like him. They need that bigger physical, wide receiver, a guy that looked more like Stanley Morgan, somebody like a Cade Warner, but can play that X spot. And I think Nebraska still is in very good standing with Omar Manning. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Nebraska doesn't have a chance with Brown and doesn't have a chance with the former Missouri decommitment. Name is totally escaping me at the moment, but I think that the best two chances, I think if you asked me and told me to bet on it, I'd say Fleming, and I would follow that up with Omar Manning.
The Manning kid isn't going to sign until February, correct?
That's accurate. It sounds like he's going to take some official visits. Yeah, well,
or you think he's out looking?
Obviously, he can't get out there and can't get out of there until June. It sounds like he's already planning to set up at least one official visit, I think, to A&M in January. So that, and that's something I think is to be expected here, right? But I think Nebraska still has everything that he's told them before, not to be disproved or anybody can't go back there and negatively recruit against it. He knows how Nebraska's planning on using him and how he fits in up there. None of that context changes with the offer from A&M. Now, the context changes if the Nebraska offer pales by comparison because that's where you want to go and you want to play in the SEC and all that good stuff. But I think the path to the field, early playing time, and having that chance to really kind of move the needle and be impactful, I think really played big into his decision. I think that's why Nebraska is still in a very good position with Omar Manning.
We'll be interested to see how that all shakes out. Brian Munson, part of the Rivals Network, joining us here on the Gary Sharp Show. The kid Keyshawn Green is an interesting one. Said Miami was his dream school. Florida State was there. Willie Taggart fired. He's open coming up to Nebraska. What Nebraska's got a shot at him at?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. Kind of came out of left field a little bit. like you mentioned, formerly committed to Florida State for, I want to say it was like 18 months, like a year and a half. For Nebraska to get an official visit here, I think it's huge. Nebraska's had a presence in the state of Florida, unlike what they had last year. I think this is where people had their biggest criticism of Scott Frost and his staff, was basically kind of getting away from getting down there in the state of Florida and having success with the recruiting trail. There are four guys that are in the recruiting class right now currently that are from the state of Florida. And I know Nebraska's hoping, you know, with Fleming bringing up to five, you get a guy like Green, it's to six, you start talking about it being a 30-year class at that point. So that, I think, it to me is a reason why I think a lot of these guys are still continuing to kind of look Nebraska's way, because they've been very active down there, obviously. And I think they're also, you know, getting some, not quote unquote peer pressure from other recruits, but I think that they know each other. They know these guys, and they're asking them, you know, asking each other, like, why is Nebraska interested? Why did you commit there, and all that good stuff. And those conversations are having, I don't think that they're out there trying to pressure them in there to do anything, but I think it at least is going ahead and fueling the curiosity about what it is that they're going to see that they're in Nebraska. Now, of course, I know what the weather conditions are supposed to be like this weekend in Lincoln. It's just bad luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a guy like Green needs to understand too that weather does come with that decision on from time to time, but it's not like that all the time. And still, I hear more often than I do the weather that people go up there from Florida and from Georgia, et cetera, and they never expect to see what they see. You know, they expect to see the plains, the prairie, and wagon, you know, covered wagons all over the place. Mm-hmm. But they're essentially just really blown away and drawn into that university that's nestled into that downtown area in Lincoln. That's the part that they really love about it. So I think you can always sell that regardless of those weather days, even though it does get a little fearful when you get a kid coming out of Florida that happens to pick a weekend, it was supposed to be only 10 degrees out.
Yeah, it is unfortunate that happens, but you know, you could go somewhere in Florida, it could be raining all day. So it's just cold rain.
Very
that's
true.
All I tell them is, like, it's cold rain. Coach Fisher's killing it out there as always. You got commits coming in, Henry Gray, Delancey the third, Taven Lynam. Then now they're looking at Oklahoma Mouse. I trust Fish and what he's going to do. I don't question anything about that. The outside linebacker spot, though, is one I'd like to see shored up a little bit more. You got Jamari Butler, who's down to Nebraska and TCU. And then Caden Johnson out of Minnesota, a kid that would be good to maybe win that battle in PJ Fleck's backyard.
Yeah, I think Caden Johnson still ends up a Husker. I think athletically he's a freak. I think he does a lot of things at the outside linebacker position that we talked about, you and me personally and on the air, privately and on the air, that, you know, that just was not there when it came to finding that dynamic, pin your ears back, kind of get after the quarterback guy, you know, in that 3-4 outside linebacker position. I think Caden Johnson can be that guy and be prolific at it. I think that he's going to need some time for his body to mature, but I think that the base essentials, you know, when you start talking about length and athleticism and explosion and having that frame to add, you know, like 20 pounds overnight, not know where you put it at and not lose a step. Those are the key things that kind of go into that. You need to have that athleticism first, and then you can kind of go ahead and build around that athleticism. That's how Wisconsin does it. That's how TCU does it. They do it not just at the outside linebacker position. They do it at other positions as well. You go in there, you bring them into that system, you develop them, and you see where they are, you know, in a year, maybe it's 2 years it kind of takes to get that body ready, and all of a sudden they're there and they're a fixture. Caden Johnson, to me, is still a guy that, in my mind, Nebraska really can't afford to kind of miss on. You're either going to get him in this class, you're going to end up facing him every year, and that's not something you need to look forward to.
Well, Muntz, it will be interesting to see how this all works out. There's still plenty of holes to fill for dear old Nebraska. You and Coach Frost and crew are out literally in the masses hitting everybody and anybody they can to make sure they get them in to this recruiting class. Buddy, I appreciate your time, and thank you, and congratulations again to you and your family for Trevor getting the chance to go play at the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
I appreciate that, Verse. I'll talk to you soon, man.
Sounds good, brother. Talk to you, Muntz. Brian Muntz, Rival Sports, at Rivals Brian, if you want to give him a follow. Bryan. But, always has his pulse on it.
They're still playing football in Texas.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Playoffs.
Unreal.
Yeah.
It's December 12th.
Yes, it is. Well, we felt we were late. We got done November 25th. We played on the 25th of November.
So how many? So I'm guessing there's not too many people that do the football, basketball, like playing both.
In Texas?
Yeah.
I think you do. I think there are. Okay. You just kind of have that.
Late.
Right.
Ooh.
I mean, I only can speak from our experience, but our guy Jergs, mm-hmm. our basketball coach at Scott, I mean, he knows what he's got. Wow. He knows the basketball players are going to make it.
Which makes sense.
Yeah. We got some of our guys that shoot around during the season. Like, they'll go in and just, you hope they're not, like, playing one-on-ones or you know, doing any kind of that stuff, but, yeah.
Just right. Put some shots up.
Right.
Make sure.
Yeah, just make sure the J works. Right. Yeah, you get your legs back. Well, like the kid, my center, Blake, that wrestles. He had two wrestling practices and then a meet. Oh. Oh, buddy. You. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's rough.
That is a rough one. Well, we will take our last break of the show. We'll come back and we will cross this bad boy over and pass it up to the fellas in the afternoon show. I'm Matt Verzal, filling on the Gary Sharp Show, 1620 The Zone.